Feel Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Swing Time, broadcasting on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here with 2 hours of jazz, swing and blues music. Ray Charles on piano there, leading a group to highlight the saxophone abilities of David Newman. We heard on the track, which was called Hard Times, Marcus Belgrave on trumpet, David Newman alto, Benny Crawford on baritone, Ray Charles piano, Edgar Willis bass, with Milton Turner drums. It was recorded in New York City on the 5th of November 1958 on the Atlantic label. Hard Times. Well, following Ray Charles, we are now going to have a selection from Yusef Lateef's orchestra, who gives us a suggestion for our lifestyle. Live humble. The Yusef Lateef Orchestra, Yusef Lateef tenor, Richard T on piano, Cecil McBee bass, Chuck Rainey electric bass, with Bernard Purdy at the drums. Ray Barito can be heard on conga. In addition, the Sweet Inspirations, a vocal group, were dubbed in after the main recording was made, which was in New York City on the 21st of May 1969. Live humble.
Thank you.
Well, at least 15 members of the jazz fraternity were receptive to this suggestion, although they needed assistance from a higher authority. They were Bob Crosby and his Bobcats, Sterling Bowes, Zeke Zarchi, Billy Butterfield at trumpets, Ward Siloway and Warren Smith trombones, Irving Fazola clarinet, Matty Matlock clarinet and alto, Joe Kearns on alto, Eddie Miller alto and clarinet and tenor, Gil Rodin tenor, Bob Zirk piano, with Nappy LeMar guitar, Bob Haggart bass, and Ray Baduke drums. Bob Crosby, of course, the director. This was recorded in New York City on the 19th of October, 1938. I'm praying humble. Humble, with Billy Butterfield telling us how it was, with some fine trumpet solos there. On an album devoted to music which was associated with Benny Goodman, tenor player George Auld gathered together some forward-looking musicians to record some dozen or so sides to create the album Good Enough to Keep. Benny first recorded this, Benny Goodman that is of course, his own composition in a sextet format which included in the lineup Cootie Williams, Count Basie and Charlie Christian. The tenor player was 21-year-old George Auld. Here is his version of Holy Cats, which is the George Auld Sextet, with Don Fagerquist trumpet, Georgie Auld tenor, Lou Levy piano, Howard Roberts guitar, Larry Bunker vibes, Leroy Vinegar on bass, with Mel Lewis at the drums. Recorded in Hollywood on the 5th of September 1959, this is Holy Cats. Thank you. Another tenor player led the group following Georgie Auld. It was West Coast man Teddy Edwards, who also provided the simple blues in G, which the group started with. There was also an alternative title for this track, which was The Blessing. We seem to be a bit on the spiritual side today with our selections, don't we? Bass player Leroy Vinegar appeared both on the Georgie Auld track and that last track with Teddy Edwards. The group were Teddy Edwards tenor, Joe Castro piano, not such a well-known name in pianistic circles, Leroy Vinegar bass and Billy Higgins drums. Recorded in Los Angeles on the 17th of August 1960, Blues in G, or, if you prefer, The Blessing. The fine weather in Sheffield recently prompted my selection of my classic jazz record for the first hour. This week, however, with the track appearing on a 12-inch vinyl album, I think it reasonable to mention that, in fact, the whole of the album may be considered as a classic jazz offering. And my playlist selection is complete now with Summertime from the Miles Davis Columbia record. Lineup quite spectacular. Miles Davis on flugelhorn, Ernie Royal, Bernie Glow, Johnny Coles and Louis Mucci on trumpets, Dick Hixton, Frank Rehack, Jimmy Cleveland, Joe Bennett trombone section, Willie Ruff, Julius Watkins and Gunther Schuller, French horns, Bill Barber, tuba. Bill Barber appeared with Miles Davis on the Birth of the Cool selection, which was some 7 years, 7 or 8 years earlier. Jerome Richardson, Romeo Penke and Cannonball Adderley completed the alto section, with Romeo also on flute and alto flute. Danny Bank was the main bass alto player, with Paul Chambers bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums. Gil Evans, of course, arranged and conducted the session, which was made at the Columbia 30th Street Studio, New York City, on the 4th of August 1958. As I look out of the window now, it really is summertime. Thank you. As superb as Miles and Gil Evans made that record a classic, we should not forget that the piece had also provided a classic jazz version on an earlier occasion. Sidney Bechet's recording for the Blue Note label, in effect, Bechet's Summertime, was big in several ways. Not only was it a big seller, and this aided Blue Note in financial terms, but unusually for jazz records of the day, it was issued on a 12-inch 78 RPM disc. The recording was made, amongst other Blue Note group recordings, under the heading Port of Harlem 7. And in all, in the session, the actual time taken to complete the recordings was 18 hours. I think the accountants might have some comment about that if they were doing the recording today. So, here is Blue Note Summertime by the Sidney Bechet Quintet. Sidney Bechet, soprano sax, Mead Lux Lewis on piano, Teddy Bunn, guitar, Johnny Williams, bass, and Big Sit Catlett, drums. This was recorded in New York City on the 8th of June, 1939. Summertime. Thank you. Well, I don't normally play the same piece twice, but I do hope you agree that it was worth listening to the two classic versions of Summertime in succession. This is Swing Time, broadcasting on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates presenting the show today. I'm going to stick with the Blue Note label. In my classic disc a couple of weeks or so ago on the Muggsy Spanier Ragtime disc I played, the clarinet player was Rod Kless. Not too many records available of Rod Kless, who, due to an accident, died at a very young age. One session he did make was for Blue Note on one of the few Blue Note dates led by a white musician. The group is the Art Hold Chicagoans, and they play the W.C. Handy composition Yellow Dog Blues. Max Kaminsky, trumpet. Ray Conniff on trombone. We tend to hear his name not connected too much with jazz. Rod Kless, clarinet. Art Hodes, piano. Jack Bland of the Rhythm Makers fame on guitar. Bob Haggart, bass. Danny Alvin on drums. Recorded in New York City on the 18th of March 1944. Here is Yellow Dog Blues.
Thank you.
Well, to those of you on the phone, you won't hear my apology for not playing Yellow Dog Blues. That, of course, was Ben Pollock's That's a Plenty, and we had a double helping of Sidney Bechet. So, let's make it good with the Yellow Dog Blues by Art Hodes and his Chicagoans. We got there eventually, and I hope you thought that it was worthwhile listening to Rod Kless, a fine clarinet player. Some British musicians on the turntable now, although I should qualify that by saying that both front line brassmen originated in the West Indies. The piece is from the 1964 London show High Spirits, which in its own right was based on Noel Coward's work, Blithe Spirit. It's played by the Joe Harriet Quintet with Shake Keen Trumpet, Joe Harriet Alto, Coleridge Good Bass, Pat Smythe Piano and Bobby Orr at the drums. Recorded in the Lansdowne Studio in London on the 7th of September 1964. This is Something Tells Me.